Let's take a look at what's number one, or what's new, I should say, for the weekend. Entertainment, music, movies, all that good stuff. In terms of country music, three big releases out today, and June is really a big month for new country albums. We'll start with Thompson Square. That duo, it's been a while since we've heard anything from Thompson Square. Their new album, Masterpiece, is out today. Luke Combs, the newcomer. Now, he put out his album, This One's For You, a while back, but today he released a deluxe edition of that album. This One's For You 2 is out. And then Michael Ray is out with his, I believe this is his second album. The name of that album is Amos. It's titled after his grandfather. Aww. So Michael Ray, he recently had an issue with the law, got pulled over, he was drunk.
Oh, I remember that story.
Yeah, had weed on him. But anyway, I'm sure his grandpa would be proud. But anyway, he did name his album after his grandfather. Next week, Dierks Bentley's new album and Sugarland's
new album
is out. So there you go. That's musically. In terms of what's heading to theaters, it's kind of a light week, but there's so much in theaters right now. What's new is Action Point with Johnny Knoxville. Remember Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah, where has he been?
From Jackass. I don't know, counting his money probably. A daredevil designs and operates his own theme park with his friends. That's Johnny Knoxville's new movie in theaters today. Rated R. Also, still in theaters, of course, you have Solo, A Star Wars Story, Deadpool 2. I want to see if Deadpool 2 maybe jumps over Star Wars this week.
Maybe.
Because Solo had kind of a weak opening. Avengers is still out there. Life of the Party. Book Club, if you're into that. Also, what's new for you to either rent, buy, or stream, or on demand, all that good stuff. A Death Wish with Bruce Willis. It's basically just an action film. Somebody messes with Bruce Willis's family. And I think we all know, you don't mess with Bruce Willis, nor his family. Or he'll make you pay. And he'll make a movie about it called Death Wish, and that's out today. Also, A Wrinkle in Time, that's out. Gringo is out. And South Park, the complete 21st season.
How many seasons do they have?
That was, apparently they're on 22 now. That was the 21st season, which is now out.
Wow.
I remember I was like in the sixth grade, and South Park was obviously on and running back then. But I remember asking my parents, can I watch South Park, Mom? And she said, well, let me watch first and see what it's all about. And then she said, no, you're not watching South Park. And then, of course, when your parents tell you you can't do something, you do it. You want to do it. There you go. Hey, Tom Cruise on Instagram, and I know you're an IG user.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually had to find this on the interwebs, not IG. But Tom Cruise went to Instagram the other day, put up a photo where he's on a movie set, and it says day one. And the picture says, feel the need. In the picture, you see Tom Cruise in his fighter jet gear with a fighter jet in the background. Of course, all signs pointing to maybe a second Top Gun movie. First
do
one.
Something, because he hasn't been doing anything lately.
Well, he's a Mission Impossible.
I mean, those are overdone.
Yeah, you're right.
At this point.
Top Gun, the original, came out in 1986. And apparently the new one is in the works. Release date eyed for July of 2019. So Pete Maverick Mitchell apparently coming back. Now, you mentioned movies that you haven't seen, like popular, famous movies.
Yeah.
Top Gun is what some consider a popular classic movie, if you want. You know, it's pop culture. There's a lot of sayings from that movie that still live on today, but that's one of the movies that I've never seen.
I actually have seen that one.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. I wonder if Val Kilmer coming back for Top Gun?
Oh, that's a name I had literally haven't heard of in forever.
Former Batman.
That's right.
Val Kilmer.
Huh.
Hey, also today, it is National Donut Day. There's a lot of interesting deals going on throughout Donut Nation, if you will, today, Michelle, for National Donut Day. I know, like Krispy Kreme, they're offering customers their choice of one donut on their menu. No purchase necessary. So if you just walk into a Krispy Kreme and say,
hey,
I want a glazed donut with chocolate glaze and pink sprinkles, you can get that done all at apparently no charge. Any other ones that you've come across today? Donut deals, if you will, for National Donut Day?
Yeah, so Dunkin' Donuts is offering a free donut when you get a drink. Purchase of any beverage, you get a free donut. This one right here I thought was really interesting.
There's not a Dunkin' around here, is there?
No, and I was really disappointed when I moved home that there was
one. There's one right near my house. And to be honest with you, I've seen a few other Dunkin' Donuts pop up.
I love Dunkin' Donuts.
In random spots.
If you were to choose between Dunkin' and Starbucks, I mean, I would choose Dunkin'.
No, I'm going Starbucks all the way.
Oh, whatever.
For sure.
Papa John's is offering free donuts today, apparently.
Wait, hold on. They're a pizza company.
I know. So the Pizza Hub is launching warm donut holes, and you can try them before their official launch date, which is
donut
tomorrow.
Holes.
You get a free order of donut holes with donut any online holes. Purchase on National Donut Day. I thought that was cool.
I'll take it. Apparently, Walmart is giving away complimentary whole glazed donuts to customers all day.
No.
Today.
Yes.
Walmart. You just walk right in. Not only will you get a smiley face sticker, do they still do that? But you'll also get a nice warm glazed donut.
I have another weird one.
Yeah?
Well, it's not weird. It's coming from a different place where you would least expect a donut.
Mm-hmm.
For one day, you can pick up a Whopper donut. It's really just a Whopper with the center cut out. But don't worry, you aren't getting less burger. The center becomes a mini slider that will come with your Whopper donut.
Okay, hold on. So Burger King today,
yes.
which will kind of lead us right into our next poll question. By the way, our first poll question of the morning.
Someone just texted the same thing.
On Friday. We do poll questions every Friday. National Donut Day, which kind of donut is your favorite? We've had a bunch of comments on there already. Carol says jelly-filled. I'm not a big fan of the jelly-filled donuts. Just because, I mean, Jim, when I was little, I just used to eat peanut butter sandwiches, no jelly.
Aww.
Now, that's how
you are a picky eater.
Told you. Now, I mean, jelly, I can handle it. Light jelly, though, not too heavy.
Strawberry or grape.
It doesn't matter to me on that. But what does matter to me is I don't want the chunks in my jelly. I don't want the chunks of strawberry.
Oh, the chunks are the best.
No, I want...
That's the best part.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Tori Gibbs says, peanut butter cream-filled... cream sticks.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yum.
That sounds delicious.
Shelby says coconut donuts.
Ooh.
I don't think I've ever had.
I don't like coconut.
Terry says good old-fashioned glazed donuts. To be honest
can't
with
go
you,
wrong.
I think I'd have to call that as my favorite. Just a good old-fashioned, simple
glazed
donut. No sprinkles, no chocolate icing, although I'm a big fan of anything chocolate. you know what also is bomb? Like the blueberry donuts.
Never had a blueberry donut.
Oh, blueberry donuts are...
Where do you get those?
I know Rod's has them.
Oh.
And I don't know. It's similar to a blueberry muffin, only in a donut form.
I've never tried that.
Of a classic donut. Anyway, some Donut Day deals for you on National Donut Day. You mentioned Burger King right there. So if you get, what is it, a Whopper?
It's a Whopper donut.
Okay.
It's really just a Whopper with the center cut out.
All right.
But don't worry, you aren't getting less burger. The center becomes a mini slider, and that comes with your Whopper donut.
So you get a Whopper, and the middle's gone, but inside of your bag, if you look, a little tiny Whopper, I guess.
Right.
Similar,
kinda neat.
Similar to the donut hole, a Whopper hole. You have a Whopper hole. You said you like Whoppers, right? When's the last time you've had a Whopper?
Oh, probably over a year.
That long?
I don't go there that often, but if I had to choose my favorite burger, it would definitely be a Whopper from Burger King.
That's our second poll question today, which is up on a poll question Friday. You can find these on Facebook and Twitter at 99.9 FM WTUZ. Favorite fast food burger. Funny that both of these questions have to do with food, but hey, what can you do?
I like a cream stick Some guy just tweeted that he liked, or tweeted, texted that he liked a cream stick.
Second time you've done that today. You've called the texters.
I know. When I came in to visit you in the office, I said, that guy just tweeted me. Tweeted, texted. It's all the same thing, right?
No, those are two totally, totally different things.